Morning Watch, Day 4, The Crystallization Study of 1 and 2 Samuel, Week 2, The Hannah Ministry. Related Verses, Psalms 24, 9 and 10. Lift up your heads, O gates, and lift up, O long-enduring doors, and the King of Glory will come in. Who is this King of Glory? Jehovah of Hosts, He is the King of Glory. Revelation 11, 15 and 17. And the seventh angel trumpeted, and there were loud voices in heaven, saying, The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever. Saying, We thank you, Lord God the Almighty, he who is and who was, because you have taken your great power and have reigned. Revelation 12:10. And I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, Now has come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ, for the accuser of our brothers has been cast down, who accuses them before our God day and night. Daniel 2:44. And in the days of those kings, the God of the heavens will raise up a kingdom which will never be destroyed, and its reign will not be left to another people. It will crush and put an end to all these kingdoms, and it will stand forever. Related Reading. There are many points in the history of Israel that are similar to the history of the church. Soon after Israel entered into the land, they were ruled by judges. Their national life was on a very low level. We see them continually falling into sin and punishment by means of their enemies. When they cried to God, he would raise up a judge to deliver them, and then there would be a restoration. This happened again and again. When the power of the judges was great, their deliverance was great. But when the power was diminished, the people fell into the hands of their enemies again. From this we see a great principle that God's people cannot govern themselves. They cannot be independent of God and be independent of Satan at the same time. They either have to bow to the authority of God or be under Satan's power. There is no middle ground. When they were not under the control of God, they wholly lost their position as God's people. But praise God, his people were not always under Satan's power. There was revival. This is the history of Israel, and it is the history of the church. Looking back, we can see that when the church reached a very low state, God would prepare a man of his choice, put his spirit upon him, and commission him. And then the church would be revived. But after a period of time, the church would go down again. There has been rising and falling, declension and restoration, again and again. If I was living in the period at the end of the time of the judges, what would be in my heart? What would I long after? And what would I even expect? I would know the history of the past years. And now that things were at a low ebb again, what would be my hope? And what would I pray for? Would I not ask for another judge to be raised up to revive the nation again? I am a member of the church, and I have seen its history of being revived and falling again and again. I have read of the revival under Luther and of the deadness that followed, of the revival through Wesley and of the backsliding that followed, of the great tide of life brought in by Darby and the other brethren, and of the deterioration that followed. All these years, the church has just been repeating the history of Israel under the judges. But what should I hope for now? Should it not be for something quite new? At this point, we come to the first book of Samuel. The history of the judges should not continue forever. This is not God's thought. God's thought is toward the kingdom, and not toward having more judges. God wants to bring in a kingdom and a king. He used the judges on the way, but his thought was upon David, and his purpose was a king. So we see the importance of 1 Samuel. It comes in between the road and the goal. It comes in the middle and depicts a period of transition. For the most part, this was not a time of great revival, nor of great backsliding. The same is true with us today. The time of the judges has passed. It had its limitations, whereas the kingdom will last forever. God's thought is not that the church should remain in a cycle of backsliding and revival. God is not going to give us many revivalists. He is going to bring in his king. The first book of Samuel stands for a ministry that brings in the king. We do not have a judge, but one who was both a priest and prophet. It is very easy for us to fix our eyes on revivalists. They were used by God in the past on the way, as it were, but they have no part in the real purpose of God, in the bringing in of the king. God wants Samuels.